103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she wants to be anonymous, okay?
All right.
She wants to be anonymous, and we're going to keep her that way, so give her a name.
Antonia.
Oh, like the one in Vegas who listens on the Odyssey app.
That's exactly who I was thinking about, Antonia in Vegas.
It's not her, though, by the way.
No. Antonia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Here's her story. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, wondering if I'm the jerk for not wanting to give gas money."
No, you're not. Next question.
You don't even know the situation.
I don't care.
Here's what she said. She said, "I work days. My son no longer is eligible for free busing to and from school because they don't live within the 2-mile radius." She said, "But I am able to get him to school every day. Pickup is rough due to my hours, so my son's friend's mom, they just live right around the corner, has volunteered to be his ride home every day."
Word.
"I've also volunteered to do the AM ride share in return, but her child's never ready in time, and she's made statements to me about liking the time out of the house and taking the kids because she doesn't work during pickup or drop-off." So she likes leaving and going and doing things
she
like
doesn't
this.
Mind. She yeah,
enjoys
she
the time out.
Kind of like it's nice to get away from whatever. Yeah, the mundane, if you will. Yep.
"But recently she's made a statement about how she doesn't mind, but if I'd be willing to throw some gas money occasionally."
Slimy five.
"So am I the jerk for not wanting to since I've offered reciprocal vacation, and I've also said my son can walk around the block from their house instead of her driving that little extra?" And then she put, "Side note, most neighborhood kids hang out at my house most of the summer, eating my food and drinking my drinks with nothing asked for in return." Signed, sincerely, the working exhausted sports mom who wants to be anonymous. And then we gave her Antonia.
Antonia ain't having it.
So she wrote in and she's saying there is this mom in the neighborhood that picks up every day who's now asking for gas money. And she's saying, "I don't want to give it because not only have I offered to take her kid in the morning, but I've offered to say my kid can just walk home from your house around the
don't
block.
Don't bring him here.
You don't need to drop him.
You just stop at your house
and then
save
walk.
The gas."
So, is she the jerk for not wanting to give gas money? But at the same time, DZ, somebody's driving your kid every single day. I almost think you're the jerk for not offering. They should have said no, but you should have offered.
And I think it's a little jerky that you're not making it more of a point to try to make it equal. You hear me? Because that's cool. The kids hang out there in the summer. That's whatever. That's summertime. That's on you.
During just like school it's year, on her to take the kids with the gas money.
It's a catch 22, man. Is, and if the parent's asking, why aren't you going to be at least accommodating to some degree? What's $5?
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving her $5 every day now.
Yeah.
She's not asking. She better not be
asking.
Maybe
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because I think about it. I think about my neighbors across the street who go to the same school every morning. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor has said to me, "I feel bad when I see Owen walking to the bus stop." I'm like, don't.
Why?
You don't have to take. It is not your responsibility
exactly.
to get my kid to school. You worry about your kids and you don't feel bad.
Right.
But had she been taking them every day, I still don't think it would occur to me to go, "Do you want gas money?" I'd be like, it's just a neighbor friend helping out. You see what I'm saying?
But
this is where it gets icky
but
and
that's
weird.
Where the, and not thank you, because that's where the morality comes into play. Because I go, but at the same time, I would have probably at one point gone, man, I should have been sliding you some gas.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Even though you're not using much or any additional
different.
Gas. Nothing's different.
You're doing the same route you'd always be doing. That's why it feels dumb to give somebody gas money.
Nobody's going out the way, but again, it's the nice. It's the courtesy. It's the Midwest in it. I hate to say it. I'm changing my answer. I kind of think she's jerky because she's not stepping up enough in any degree.
I'm not saying she's not. Well, she's saying she steps up in the summer by letting them do whatever they want and not asking for anything in return when these kids come over and eat all her stuff.
To me, she's just justifying why she's not sliding the gas money. She's going, well, I go to Sam's Club and load up the house and I don't be charging y'all.
Right.
Maybe you should start charging too then, Ma.
Ooh.
if she's charging for gas, you should be charging for snacks.
Somebody's said, not a jerk. The other mom could save on gas by getting her kid ready on time and let the other mom take him in the morning. And then
ding, ding.
That's kind of what she's saying. Yeah.
I don't actually hate that answer whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And if it's your fault, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You would drive them kids otherwise.
All right. Is she a jerk for not wanting to give gas money to the mom around the corner who picks her kid up every day or drops the kid off?
Basically all around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, man. 414 5 533-1037. I can't wait. This could go either way. I love these Am I the Jerks because, honestly,
one depends or the
other. On your perspective.
Mm-hmm. We've been on both sides.
Sure have. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, she wants to know if she's the jerk for not offering gas money to the mom who brings her kid home every day.
Well, when you put it like that.
Let's just go to the phones. Cassie's in Port Washington. Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think here?
I am saying not the jerk.
Okay. Why? Okay.
I mean, the question is, am I the jerk for not offering? Like, yes. I think if she's already in route there, mm-hmm. I wouldn't offer either. Mm-hmm. Now, if we had a discussion about it, that would be a little bit different, but I don't think you're the jerk for not offering.
I mean, but the mother is now asking, and you're still not giving.
And that's a I think that's a discussion to be had.
Okay.
Yeah. Where, you know, like if she's saying, hey, I supply stuff over the summer when all the kids are hanging out at my house, you know, this or that, and if the other mom has an issue with it, then don't have her take your kid anymore.
Bet. Hey, right. Okay. That could just be a separation here that needs to happen.
Maybe that's the solution. We're not looking for a solution, though. We're looking for if she's the jerk for not wanting to give gas money. And you say, not the jerk. All right.
Not the jerk.
Say appreciate it, Cassie. Have a great day.
Thank you, Cassie.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Yep.
Let's go to Saucy. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
We got Sauce on the line?
Yes. Definitely different.
You know she's different. Yeah, she's different.
I'm different. Hey there. Hey, my friend. Happy Friday.
Listen.
I'm triggered.
Why are you triggered?
I'm triggered.
Right, why?
Why?
Okay, this lady is the jerk.
Oh.
Way they acting like a victim. You didn't ask her for money. That's not her problem. She is now asking you for a little bit of compensation. Mm. Yeah, you're the jerk.
You're jerky for not even entertaining.
Give her some gas money. Like, it's not her problem you didn't ask for money because her kids are eating your foods and stuff.
Right.
That's not her problem.
That's valid.
She communicated an issue for you that she had, and you should be respectful.
Or not mess with her anymore.
Or
that's
not ask her to do what you don't want to do yourself.
Right.
Okay.
You're not the victim. You are the jerk.
Wait, hold on, though. I actually want to fight you on this for a second. Neither is the woman dropping the kid off around the corner every day. She's not the victim either, Saucy. Let's be clear on that.
Oh, no, definitely not.
She's asking for...
Definitely not. Saying, however...
But she is literally around the corner going, can I get gas money even though I'm going to the same place every day with my kid and I'm taking...
Yeah.
Come on.
But you know what? Here's where my thing is. She didn't have to take the time. Time is not free. My time isn't free.
But I would have accepted your answer till you started railing on the other woman. I'm like, neither are victims.
I think it is nice that the one actually communicated and said, hey, would you please maybe think about giving me some gas money?
Sure. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? She at least communicated it.
At least said something about it.
Well, either one could be perceived as socially awkward, like asking for it or just letting kids come over and eat all your stuff and then just letting them. Either one.
And not saying anything about it.
Either one's awkward. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. But the one is the one who actually opened her mouth and communicated, like, hey, it would be appreciated. Mm-hmm.
Saucy splits
us. It's a nice thing to do. Be nice.
Be nice.
You're right.
Be nice, Saucy says.
But if they ask me for gas money and then I see them with something nice in their hand, I'm going to be like, you don't need my gas.
You don't need no gas money. You better not get Starbucks with my gas money.
Okay. You want to get petitious now?
Yes.
Yes.
Time to get Saucy off the phone.
Have a great day, guys.
Love Saucy. Bye.
Wouldn't that be so messed up? You find out the mom's just using your gas money to go to Starbucks?
To go get Starbucks to get her own, to get her little morning pick-me-up.
Well,
I mean, hey.
Be the first time.
Everybody needs gas of their own. You know what I'm saying?
Fine. Kyla's in Sheboygan, and she's going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Kyla.
Big Shoes. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Antonia, who's anonymous, wants to know if she's the jerk for not wanting to give gas money to the parent who basically picks her kid up and drops them off every day, even though it's right around the corner.
What you think?
I'm going not the jerk.
Mm.
It's
takes a village to raise these kids, get them to school. If they're in activities, carpool has saved our life.
Yeah.
And a lot.
No, having people around to help you, a support system, can save your life. Trust me, as a single parent, I've been there, done that. I had to ask people for help that was so embarrassing sometimes, or pay people to help me because I couldn't afford it.
Just real
because
quick,
you have to have a village.
You need it. It's impossible to just not, right? And as a parent, you can't just not.
No, you can't. And this mom knew what she signed up for. Yep. The mom who cannot pick up her kid after school offered what she could. Mm-hmm. The other mom offered to pick up after school. She knew what she was getting into. If she thought gas money was going to be that important, she should have had that discussion at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, to Kyla's point, if really the gas is the issue, save a little bit of gas in the morning. Mm-hmm. Let the neighbor drive your kid. Just make sure your kid's ready.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be lopsided sometimes for carpool. Yeah. Sometimes you're going to be able to help out more than the other.
50-50
isn't always.
Sometimes
you're going to be the one asking more in it.
Exactly.
You have to be considerate. Yeah.
But the village it takes should understand, bruh.
All right. Well, thank you for chiming in today, Kyla. That was good input.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
We're so in it. We get off on these rants about it takes a village, and we're not kidding, man.
It really does, man.
One of my friends and I always talk about it with our kid. Like, we're like, dude, what would we do without the village? What would we do?
I'm glad that we don't got to know. You know what I'm saying?
Because there's a lot of people that don't have it,
and I feel for y'all, man. Sometimes it takes a little bit extra to ask for some help, though, and your village will come out of nowhere, and sometimes when you least expect it.
That's true.
Wait on it. Just wait on it.
All right. Well, not the jerk for not wanting to give the gas money.